This show is brought to you by GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold online meetings with multiple people in multiple locations right from your computer. Just start your meeting with a click and your attendees instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. To try GoToMeeting free today, visit GoToMeeting.com/Podango.
My name's Rich Harrington, and welcome to this edition of Producing Video Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about batteries, and there's a lot of conflicting information out there about batteries and traveling with the TSA regulations if you're going to be traveling within the United States. But before we get to that, let's have a few practical tips on batteries in general. Now, remember, if you're going to take a camera into the field, you're going to need batteries. By default, cameras use removable batteries. And your battery is going to go back here for the camera. Now, a battery is pretty simple. It just locks into place on the device. You line it up, and you drop it in. There we go. Easy enough. But, obviously speaking, when you use the camera, the batteries run down. Here's where the problem lies. You're going to likely go through your batteries faster than you could charge them. So when you're out in the field, consider having multiple battery chargers. Now, your camera likely comes with some sort of battery charger included. This is just a standard Panasonic charger that's included with their camera. This here is a DVX100. It's a similar unit that's used with the HVX model as well. And, of course, the charger has the benefit that you can go ahead and run the device off of it. Now, you can also take a loose battery and dock it with the device, locking it into place, which will protect the terminal. Which, if you've been following some of the hubbub over traveling on airplanes with batteries, that is one of the requirements. If you could take a loose battery and lock it into a device so the terminals aren't exposed, then you can go ahead and travel with it. So, here's another way. If you're going to be in the field, you're going to need more battery chargers, because remember, you're going to run through your batteries quicker than you could charge them. So, you can go ahead and get more affordable chargers like this one here, which we found on the web for about $40. Simply do a search for your battery style and type in the word charger, and you'll find lots of options. You can also check out websites like BH Photo Video if you want to take a look for additional charger options. And this will give you the ability to get additional chargers at a lower cost than maybe the manufacturer's unit. And these can be your spare chargers that you can use out in the field. Many of these spare chargers even come with cigarette plug adapters, so you can charge them from a car while you're on location. Now, if you do need to charge lots of batteries all at once, you could take a look at some of these multiple charger units. So this here is a turbocharger, and this is actually an accelerated charger. So a unit like this will charge the batteries faster than the manufacturer unit, and it has the benefit that you can have two batteries docked charging. So in this type of situation, this would work really well, because what you could be doing is have three batteries for your shoot, one on the camera, two on the charging unit. Of course, fully charge your batteries before you get to the field. But when the battery runs down, you could take it off and put it onto the charger unit so you've got a fully charged battery when you need it. Now, I can't emphasize enough, fully charge your batteries before going into the field. I've seen all sorts of shoots where people leave the gear packed up, they get on site, and they realize their batteries are dead. A dead battery can completely derail a shoot. Now, some cameras here use a more full-size battery, like this style battery here from Sony. And if you look closely at that, you'll see that there's terminals on this, including on the back of the battery, there's some actual terminals. If you're going to travel with these batteries, they either need to be attached to the camera, or you're going to need to go ahead and secure them. One way to secure them is on the charger. But the TSA is also recommending that you do some standard things. Now, for those of you that travel frequently, it seems like our government here in the U.S. is obsessed with Ziploc bags. But they're recommending them for batteries in addition to your toiletries. So you can go ahead, take some gaffer's tape, rip off a strip, and put it over the terminals on your battery. So if you take that and your battery and simply tape over the terminals, it can be secure, which is one requirement. If you want to go even a step further, they recommend putting it into a plastic bag. The whole purpose of putting the battery into the bag is to isolate it, so don't put more than one battery in the bag. Now, this is where the experts start to disagree, and we'll have to see what time shows. Some folks are saying that you can't take loose batteries and put them in your packed bags. This means that you can't keep the batteries in the gear cases. Other sites are disagreeing. This is even amongst different government websites, saying that as long as the batteries are properly packed, they can be in your checked bags. This means that if you go ahead and cover the terminals, put them in a plastic bag, and then maybe drop them into a compartment so each battery is in an isolated compartment in your bag, you'd be okay. Whatever you decide to do, it's probably a good idea to print out those regulations and put a copy of them in your checked bags. And until this all blows over and we really start to get some official answers, go ahead and carry the two additional batteries with you that they allow you to carry in your carry-on bags. And if you need additional batteries, keep them in your checked bags. Worst thing that's going to happen is they'll take them out of your suitcases when they do an inspection. But if you have them properly wrapped and secured, the chances of that are very, very slim. There's a lot of confusion about what the battery policy is. Keep an eye on the Vid Podcaster blog, where we'll keep updated. I've got several shoots coming up where we're going to be traveling. We'll share our experiences of what we encounter, and we'll let you know what other readers are saying. For Vid Podcaster, I'm Rich Harrington, and feel free to check out our episodes each week, Producing Video Podcast. Thanks again.